time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
All right. We are here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Brian Patch and Bob Leverett. And we have tonight the Lincoln View Lancers coming into town. And Bob, you want to give us a little recap from last year? What happened with this game?
Last year we went up there on a Saturday night up to Van Wert, Lincoln View, and won a close one against the Lancers. Back and forth the whole game. Won on a last second Petey Judy three-pointer to win it. Pretty questionable at the end if it actually was off before the clock, but the officials said it was good, and we took the win and got the heck out of there. So, I expect another close one again tonight. They come in at 5-3, just beat Upper Soda Valley last night 54-48. So, very well-coached Lancer team as usual. We're going to play their butts off, and we're going to have to be ready to go after a tight loss last night to Minster.
And pregame here a little bit, I had a chance to talk with Coach Hammond, who you and I know really well, being on the boys' side there for a few years. We've had a chance to get to know those other coaches and that camaraderie and talk with Coach before the game. You know, they've had three kids off of this year's team, three kids that played varsity last year back. They lost, I think he said, eight seniors off of that team.
Yep.
And so he said, we're really young, really inexperienced, and we struggle on the road. I said, well, good. This is going to be a good night then for us. And he kind of joked around and said, yeah, probably. So, you know, I know they are kind of going through some maybe growing pains a little bit, but he really is excited about this young team. Said they're a great group of kids to be around. He enjoys them. They got one lone senior, and he doesn't play a lot. But he said, so hopefully we play hard. We've kind of Jekyll and Hyde. At home, we're really good. On the road, we haven't figured out how to play. So
yeah, it sounds like they're just trying to find their identity. And with a young team, that sometimes takes a few games. And you know, being eight games into it, they're starting to probably catch fire maybe a little bit here. Looking through their scores, they lost two in a row, probably 3 or 4 weeks ago, but they've won their last couple. So, yeah, trying to find that identity. Hopefully they just don't find it tonight.
Exactly. All right, we'll take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jill Evers from Wayne Street Market. Now that the holidays are over, how about a change of pace? Tacos. We have everything you need at special prices through Thursday, January the 9th. Old El Paso taco kits, hard or soft shell, with the seasoning packet included for $3.29. 80% lean ground chuck for $3.49 a pound. Dole shredded lettuce, 8-ounce packs for $1.79. Roma tomatoes for $1.19 a pound. Always Save brand sour cream, 16-ounce tub for $1.29. 3-pound bag of yellow onions for $2.49. And in our deli, we have Old Country Store Black Forest ham and Big Eye Swiss cheese for $4.49 a pound. We also have boneless, skinless chicken breasts for $3.49 a pound. Stop in and check out these great prices on taco fixings as well as other special prices on your favorite items throughout our store now through Thursday, January the 9th. Wayne Street Market, where you can always count on great prices and great selection. This is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
All right, and we're back here, and, you know, in between games, something I think Fort Recovery does a tremendous job of, and that is kind of honoring our student-athletes who have performed at a high level. And today, they honored the swim team or swim individuals and our track individuals who went to state last year. So, Bob, you want to give us a little rundown on who those players and athletes were?
Yeah, for the girls' side, we had Kiara Wendell. She went in the 4x800 relay and the 4x400 relay. Cassidy Martin of the 4x800 relay and the 4x400 relay. Chloe Will in the 4x800 and the 4x400 also. Abby Francis in the 4x400 and Ava Bupp in the 4x800. On the boys' side, Robbie Lefevre in the 100-yard dash, 200, and 4x100 and 4x200 relay. Riley Pearson, the 4x200 and the 4x100 relays. Jacob Atchison, the 4x200, the 4x400. Butch Shane, the 4x100, the 4x200. Jared Timmerman, the 4x100, 4x400, and the long jump. Drew Mollenkamp, the 400-meter run and the 4x400 relay. And Owen Mormon in the 4x400 relay. So very well represented last year at state. And looks like a lot of them guys are still around, Brian.
Yeah, so hopefully they have some future success here again this spring into the 2020 calendar. And so that's always a good thing when you have kids who went to state and have a chance to have those bring those athletes back, and hopefully a lot of success for those young people, because I know they do put a lot of time into it. So recap here a little bit for the week's schedule. FR Radio is going to be very active this week. Obviously, tonight here on the broadcast, we have the Lincoln View game with Fort Recovery Boys. And then also coming up on Thursday, the girls travel to Delphus St. John's and take on the Lady Blue Jays. And then on Friday, and I will be doing that game on Thursday. And then Friday, Bob and I are back here as the Blue Jays come to town from Delphus St. John's. And that should be an absolute dandy, as I believe the St. John's has not lost a MAC game and a game at all. So undefeated. So that should be a great contest. And they did beat Minster in the first MAC game of the year for those two. So it should be a great game for us. So we, I'm sure, appreciate a lot of support that night here at the Fort site. And then Saturday, the girls travel again up north to OG, Ottawa Glandorf. And I'll be doing the radio game that day. And then the boys then host Walpock that night. And Bob and I will be doing that one. So you'll be hearing a lot of our voices this week. And speaking of the girls travel to Findlay Liberty Benton today, Bob, and came away with a 44-38 victory against the Lady Eagles. And in the OGBR rankings, Liberty Benton was number 4. And so that put in the Lady Indians defeating number 4 Minster and number 4 Liberty Benton in this week. And they had themselves a big week. So congratulations to the Lady Indians and Coach Holly Gann in that victory. So we will take a short break. We'll be back, talk a little starting lineups, and talk about the JV game here. And the Indians come away victorious, and then we'll get ready for the national anthem.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 29th through February 1st. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during this week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 29th through February 1st at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We have a 2016 Buick Regal with navigation, sunroof, remote start, with 22,000 miles for $16,995. Also in is a 2017 Dodge Journey GT all-wheel drive with heated leather seats, remote start, backup camera, with 29,000 miles for $18,500. Come over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And we're back here, and recap here real quickly. In the JV game, the first quarter, Fort Recovery jumped out 18-4 over Lincoln View. In the second quarter, they outscored Lincoln View 12-4 to take a 30-8 halftime lead. Cruising along in the third quarter, the Indians outscored the Lancers 14-11 to increase that lead 44-19. And in the fourth quarter, Lincoln View does outscore Fort Recovery 10-5 to walk away, as Fort Recovery walks away with a 49-29 victory. Owen Judy paced the Fort Recovery Indians with 22 big points. I had 17 of those in the first half. Didn't play in the fourth quarter, so fine game by that young man. Daniel Patch added 8. Landon Post with 7. Kobe Wendell 6. Caleb Evers with 4. And Ross Pearson with 2. So I think that increases their record to, I think, 4-5 maybe on the year. So nice game by the Fort Recovery JV team. So we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your material, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your material, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jill Evers from Wayne Street Market. Now that the holidays are over, how about a change of pace? Tacos. We have everything you need at special prices through Thursday, January the 9th. Old El Paso taco kits, hard or soft shell, with the seasoning packet included for $3.29. 80% lean ground chuck for $3.49 a pound. Dual shredded lettuce, 8-ounce pack for $1.79. Roma tomatoes for $1.19 a pound. Always Save brand sour cream, 16-ounce tub for $1.29. 3-pound bag of yellow onions for $2.49. And in our deli, we have Old Country Store Black Forest ham and Big Eye Swiss cheese for $4.49 a pound. We also have boneless, skinless chicken breasts for $3.49 a pound. Stop in and check out these great prices on taco fixins as well as other special prices on your favorite items throughout our store now through Thursday, January the 9th. Wayne Street Market, where you can always count on great prices and great selection.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at Fort Recovery Radio at Outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
All right, and we're back, and we got the voice of the Indians, Harold Feely, going through the Fort Recovery starting lineup and looking for the Lincoln View Lancers. Bob, you want to take their starting lineup?
Yep, for the 5-3 Lincoln View Lancers, we got at guard, a 6'1 junior, Clay Leaf, number 3, number 5, Aaron Cavender, a 5'9 junior, number 11, Colin Overholt, a 5'10 junior, inside a 6'3 junior, Jake Bowersock, number 30, and number 32, Creed Jesse, a 6'2 junior. So, bunch of juniors, Brian. How about for the Indians tonight?
We are going with Grant Kanapke standing in as a senior, 6'3 senior. Number 2, Regan Martin standing in at a 6'3 junior. Number 3, Derek Judy, 6'2 junior. Number 12, Clay Schmidt, 6'4 junior. And number 41, the man in the middle, Brian Ben, standing in at a 6'5 junior. So, four juniors for Fort Recovery, and the lone senior being Grant Kanapke. Indians played well last night, just come up a little short to the Minster Wildcats, and I know Coach Milton and the Tribe is looking to get back on track. Bob, what's your thoughts on that game last night?
You know, it was a typical full recovery Minster game, back and forth the whole game, tied at halftime. We were down two going into the fourth quarter, just battled back and forth. I thought late they really kind of locked us up. We struggled to get some shots down the stretch, turned it over a couple times. Had a shot at the end there to win it, just couldn't get a good look. But, like I said, early in the year, it's a learning curve, and I think these guys are hopefully, they'll learn from it, and we'll get going here. So, big game tonight. Let's get back on the winning track and go from there.
Absolutely. And it was one of those games, sitting on the bench. That's where we were at last night, Rob and I, and for PGW. And you could tell the intensity in the game. And, you've been in those games as a player and coach. Those are fun games and a great atmosphere. I made the comment last night, Minster's starting to become our probably biggest rivalry here, I think, at Fort Recovery. Yeah. Our kids know each other so well. It's an intense game in every sport we play. So
I'll tell you what, we had a great, great crowd on hand tonight. Lincoln, you traveled well. Here we go. Lincoln View with the tip.
Yep, Clay Smith loses the tip, and Lincoln View was able to recover it. Starting right here with Cole Binkley has the ball, swings the ball around right now up top. Indians looks to be in a 2-3 zone. Right now, Lincoln View very patient, methodical on offense. Three outside for Creed Jesse. Put him up real quick, 3-0. 7:24 to go. Lincoln View going man-to-man. Trying to get the ball over to the left side to Regan Martin. High ball screen by Brian Benn. Defender goes underneath it. Quick three by Grant Kanapke over in the corner. In and out. Rebound Lincoln View. Clay Smith gets a hand in. Looks like he'll get called for the pushing foul.
Yeah, nice little set there from the Indians. Got Grant wide open on a shot that he usually hits. Like you said, it was down. Popped out. Clay tried to get one coming back down the floor and just kind of got his feet out from underneath. Cheap foul. Yeah, the Fort's back in that funky little zone that Coach Milton likes to run here.
Not a standard 2-3, but because Regan Martin right now has first pass whatever side it goes to, so he just ran from one side of the floor over to the other, but it does have a 2-3 alignment to it. So.
Right.
Lincoln View triggers the ball in up top. Overholt has the ball. Right now, very patient. Looks like they're going to run a little three-guard offense with a high-low. Get passed over here to Cavender. Back up top to Jesse. Three ball on the right side. Cavender misses it. Grant Kanapke with the rebound. Derek Judy pushing in transition. A head pass to Clay Schmitz. One dribble powers himself up, and good inside. That dribble collects himself. 3-2 right now. Lingaview trying to pass ahead. On the sideline break, and Derek Judy's able to run through it and get a deflection out of bounds.
Yeah, the Fort got down the floor. Nice there. Clay ran it, got to the block, little rim runner, and just powered up through.
It's a great start for Clay because he struggled a little last night. Not a typical game for Clay Smith, so it's good to see him get off the snide there early. Quick three for the Lincoln View Lancers by Creed Jesse. Drive baseline, Grant Kanapke, opposite side to Regan Martin for three. Good. Regan Martin loves that corner three. Yeah, great drive by Grant Kanapke.
Hit a couple of them last night from there over. Fort back in that 2-3 zone.
Ooh, shuffle to speed. Got away with the travel. Back up top right now to Overholt. Dribbles up top. Kick over to Cavender in the corner for a quick three right now. Trading threes. 9-5 Lincoln View with 5:45 to go in the game. Indians quickly down a little handoff from Regan Martin to Derek Judy. Getting set up, Clay Schmidt, side ball screen. Derek Judy, nice tack to the rim, shoots and misses. Gets his own rebound, back up. Inside, great second effort by Derek Judy. Making it 9-7 right now, Lincoln View lead.
Yeah, so far I like our matchups offensively. I don't think they can guard us. They're coming out in a man, and we run so many high ball screens that I don't think they're going to be able to guard us in that at all.
Right now, Lincoln View's got a turnover. Clay Schmitz had a great knockdown of the cutter, and the ball went out of bounds. Expecting him to be there, but Clay knocked him down. Great defense by Clay. Derek Judy bringing the ball up for the Indians. 9-7 trailing 9-7, I should say, with 5 minutes to go. on the left side, getting Regan Martin coming up high. Catches the ball, looks to attack the rim, stops, pulls up, hits it off the glass. Nice little pitch shot by Regan Martin, who stays hot from last night as well. 9-9 ball game. Lancers quickly down the floor. Creed Jesse with the shot missed. Derek Jeter with the rebound. Driving in there, leaves it for the big fella, Brian Benn. Nice up and under move, just leaves it short. Way to stay with it. Put back good for Brian Benn. And he's now taking the lead, 11-9 over Lincoln View. Overholt up top, trying to set the offense against this zone. Looks like Fort Recovery might be matching up man-to-man here, maybe. Swings the ball over to the right side to Jesse. Back up top to Overholt. Swings it over to Clayton Leaf. On the left side over there for Lincoln View is Cavender. Up top to Overholt. Driving in, kick out to Jesse, short on the three. Grant Knapke with a rebound, pushing in transition. It's Regan Martin. Nice pass ahead to Clay Smith for the lay-in. Great transition break, Bob, when you don't have to dribble basketball.
Hey, this might be the fastest Saturday night pace I've ever seen.
We are getting up and down, that's for sure. Lincoln View attacking the gap. Throws over to Cavender. Drives in, kicks out to Binkley. Back up top to Cavender. Drives in a little off-balance runner, and good for Cavender. Derek Jeter back up to Regan Martin again. Hand off to Derek Jeter. Calling a foul. Little hand check right there on the Lincoln View, Aaron Cavender.
We got some subs coming in for the endings. We got Gavin Toby's going to replace Big Brian Benn, and Posty's going to come in for Derek Jeter. Get some fresh legs out there. Yeah, what a great pace to start this game. I love it, being an offensive guy. 11-13, Fort Recovery's up two with 3:38 in the first.
So on the Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter scoreboard, Indians leading. Good start here for the Indians, especially after last night. Lincoln View driving in right there, coming a wild shot. Offensive rebound putback for 24, Deegan Hatfield, who I believe played in the JV game. With a nice offensive putback. Ryan Post driving in baseline. Great left-handed scoop shot on the right-hand side. Kind of a difficult footwork. Ryan Post made it look simple.
That's that old man game he's got, Brian.
He does. Quickly down the floor, though. Lincoln View scores on Overholt drive baseline. Not getting matched up on defense here. It's going to be something both teams have to do a better job of tonight. Looks like Ryan Post off a side high ball screen. Gavin Toby collects. Takes it up a little strong. Thought he got a foul. No call, though. Lincoln View in transition. Price dribbles down, a little handoff behind to Jesse, drives in, nice strong move, up off the glass, no good. Clay Schmitz with the rebound. Clay's like, we're going to walk this thing up, I need a break.
Big fellas winded here. Clay's like, where's my sub at? I think he's coming in. We got Kale Ramo at the scoring table, so Clay's begging that he's coming in for him.
He's working hard right now. Ryan posts over to Clay Schmitz, catches the ball on the right wing, throws up to Gavin Toby, swings it over to Regan Martin. Clay has a great position in there on the post. Go to town there, Clay. Which he does. Great drop spin. Drop step spin move by Clay Schmitz for a bucket. Clay Schmitz is off to a great start, and as the Indians are 17-15 right now in the Fort Recovery Insurance Sports
Scoreboard. Smitty got him pinned down on the block and just did a nice little up and under with his left hand and finished strong.
Did his work early, for sure. Regan Martin right now with a great defense right here on Overholt. Drive in, great block by Regan Martin, showing a little athleticism there, Bob.
Yeah, Marty, I tell you what, he's lights on tonight. He played well last night, too, so I shouldn't say just tonight. He's, I thought, played pretty well so far this whole season. But yeah, he's come on playing hard tonight.
And as you stated earlier, freshman Kel Rammel does check in and replace Clay Schmitz, who is very gassed right now. The kids work hard.
He's looking for the oxygen.
Deserves the break. So right now we got Ryan Post, Regan Martin, Gavin Toby, Grant Knapke, and Kel Rammel in. Lincoln View has the ball. Leaf driving in. Kick over here to Richardson. Drives in. Wild shot. Grant Knapke with the rebound.
Grant with a couple big defensive boards tonight so far.
Ahead to Kel Rammel. Pitch back to Grant Knapke. Great drive in. Misses the layup. Great drive, though. Lincoln View in transition. Cavender stop. Pull up three in transition. In and out. Great box out by Ryan Post. Regan Martin with the rebound. Coming right back. Slows it down a little bit here. Hands off to Ryan Post. Posty's up here calling a set. Looking over the bench, Coach Jim Melton, calling some directions. Post on the right side, dribble handoff to Regan Martin. Three. A little wild, Gavin Toby with a strong offensive rebound, put back good, and a foul. Good, strong finish by Gavin.
Gavin should really be fresh tonight. I didn't think he played a whole lot last night, so hopefully he's going to contribute tonight for us. And right there, that just showed he just went up and got it and was more athletic than that kid.
Well, and you know, one of those things, if you want some playing time, you got to go earn it. One way to do that is go hit the offensive glass. So Gavin doing some good work there on the glass. Derek Jeudy does check in for Grant Konapke here to give him a quick blow. A minute 15 left on the Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter scoreboard. Innings up 19-15. Chance to increase that. And Gavin does hit the free throw on the Hall Brothers. Free throw. Sponsorship there. Appreciate Hall Brothers for doing that.
Forcing their 2-1-1-1 press.
There we go. Gavin Toby with deflection out of bounds. If I remember a couple weeks ago, Bob, I said that, and you're like, there's no way. I've never seen that before.
Well, they wasn't running it right. That's why we've never seen it before.
It does cause a little confusion because you don't know where that other guy is going to come and trap at. So it does make it a little difficult here.
That second one is the guy you're not sure where he's going, and he's just kind of reading what the first guy in that one part at half court does, and it's kind of tricky, yeah.
So you got to have some basketball IQ to run that, which I'm assuming some of these kids have that. So 20-15, Indians leading. Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter scoreboard. Lincoln View does have it up top. Overholt has the ball. Looks like a moving screen is going to be called on Bauer Sock. Didn't get his feet set. Coach Hammonds does look over and say, yeah, good call. So he wasn't up too upset with that. Brian Benn looking to check in. Placing Derek Jeudy. Gavin Toby's taking the ball out. Getting ready to throw it into Ryan Post. Kel Rammel, Regan Martin on the wings. Brian Benn inside. 55.5 seconds. 5-point lead for the Indians. Posey's dribbling up top. Kel Rammel's sliding over. Catching up here, looking to swing to Gavin. Trying to get Brian Benn iso'd. Power drop step in there. Up and in. A little through contact for the big fella to go up and in. Great assist by Ryan Post.
Lincoln D's right back at him. Little ball handoff over to Cavender. Cavender drives in, drops it off to Bowersock. Bowersock misses an easy bunny. The fourth back the other way with 25 seconds. Post is going to get him set up and run something here.
Probably made that a little more difficult than what he had to.
Yeah,
he just
sure
finished
did.
On the left side instead of tried to shoot a reverse. Regan Martin has the ball up top, spreading the floor, driving in, kicking. Great pass to Brian Benn. Little shot fake and up and under with Brian Benn with a nice post move. 24-15, Lincoln View quickly down 5 seconds, driving in. Wild shot almost goes in for Overholt. Brian Benn with the rebound, long toss by Regan Martin. Comes up a little short. So 24-15, great start for the Indians on the Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter scoreboard. We'll be back after these messages.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
All right, Fort Recovery fans. To the left of us is Kim Wendell. If you don't follow her on Facebook or Twitter, you should. She posts pictures of every sport out so parents can, community members can see. So check her out and you can follow her and see all the great pictures of tonight's action.
Got the best lens in town.
Regan Martin quickly catching the ball, driving in and gets stripped off his foot. Lincoln View quickly down in transition. Cavender with a long three, long rebound. Clay Schmidt corrals the rebound, hands over to Derek Jeudy, quickly in transition, throws ahead. Regan Martin, open three, turns it down. Grant Konapke drives in. Nice post pass to Brian Benn for a quick score. Regan Martin, Grant Konapke both turn down open threes, Bob, and get a better look to Brian Benn inside.
Yeah, so far this year, we've really had balanced scoring, and that right there is why. Guys are being unselfish. They're playing as a team.
Lincoln View down with Overholt setting the ball up top. Looks like we're going to go to a little horn action. High ball screen set here by Jesse. Overholt drives in. A little lack of communication there by the Indians. And a quick score, 26-17 on the Cal Pharmacy second quarter scoreboard.
Yeah, the forward covers back into back a little man-to-man defense there. Just broke his man off the dribble, and we didn't have any help. So Derek Judy with the drive and finish.
Great Euro move by Derek Judy, finishing with the right hand on the right side as a lefty. That's a difficult shot, and Coach Hammond says, oh, we've seen enough. We're taking a break.
Yeah, 28-17, Ford on nice little run there. 6 minutes, 47 seconds to start the second quarter Cal Pharmacy scoreboard.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
All right, Indians have the Cal Pharmacy second quarter scoreboard lead, 28-17. Again, our JV team victorious as well tonight. So hopefully we can get a sweep here of Lincoln View. Indians come out in a 1-2-1-1.
Yeah, we've seen that one before.
You got Gavin Tobies there in the middle reading that. I'd say that's a pretty good athlete having right there.
Yeah, I wouldn't turn him down.
Got away with the travel, Lincoln View does, but up top they do break that pressure barely. Leaf swings the ball up top to Cavender, swings the ball over to Overholt, who dribbles right back to the spot it just came from. Run a little ball screen set. Quick three for Jesse over in the wing. Obviously, he's their gun, misses it. Gavin Toby with the rebound quickly over to Ryan Post. Ryan Post dribble handoff. Nope. Fakes the handoff. Great. Savvy move by Ryan Post.
Wow.
Through contact. Should have been a foul, but no call.
What a great finish by Ryan Post getting to the basket there.
Showed a little athleticism for himself right there.
Just like his mom. His dad sure as heck could have never done anything like that.
Regan Martin on the great defensive transition right there against Overholt. Leith up top, swings the ball over to Cavender. Cavender's looking to drive on the left-hand side, throw it over to Jesse. Jesse, nice little one-dribble pull-up, 15-foot, nice smooth pull-up jumper. Good for Jesse. Giving that young man right now 6 points of their 19 points. 30-19 lead for Fort Recovery. Ryan Post has the ball. Lincoln View shifts to a 2-3 zone. Posty says, hey, let's run a set. Swings it over to Regan Martin. Not sure if you can zone us with our three shooters out there, to be honest.
If we stay hollow like we are, they won't stay in very long because they definitely can't guard us man-to-man.
Does get it to Clay Schmitz inside, who misses the little elbow jumper. Jesse, sweet little pull-up, left-handed, going left, pull-up, jumper for 10 points for that young man, cutting it to 30-21 right now.
That's kind of a lost little art there with the little 15-foot pull-up. Usually it's either get to the rim or a three, and he's got a nice little 15-foot pull-up there.
Grant Canapke up top, Regan Martin on the left, open three, in and out. So I do say don't zone us, and right now we're 0 for 2, but great looks for us, though. We just happen to miss them. Jesse quickly down, pull-up jumper, misses it. Hatfield with the rebound putback. Beat us down the floor in transition. Coach Milton is not happy with that defensive effort, so we will take a quick break as he calls a 30-second timeout. We're right in front of the bench, and he's like, boys, this has got to get better on our effort.
A little 6-0 run there, so Coach is going to get a timeout.
We'll take one with him.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
All right, and we're back here on the Cal Pharmacy second quarter scoreboard. 30-23 Indians lead. Oh, and both teams aren't even on the floor yet. The official put the ball down and started counting.
I tell you what, she must have a hot date later tonight because she's got somewhere to be.
Both teams weren't even on the floor.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
Ryan Post for three, throwing the high post. Regan Martin kicks out the Ryan Post. We missed it.
You know, we're going to have to quit selling for threes now here, Brian, and start to get to the basket because we're falling right into what Coach Hammond wants to do, and that's settle for three. So we're going to have to get some dribble gap penetration, get some kicks, work it around, maybe get big Brian Ben inside, and then maybe get a kick out. But definitely settling way too early in an offensive possession right now.
Because Price just caught the ball in transition off of a long three, long rebound, and scores on the basket. We do get the ball in the high post, as you just said, Bob. And Clay Smith does miss it. Brian Bennett with a rebound and gets fouled on the shot. But definitely watching right now, if they play zone, there's no way they can guard us, I don't think, inside with Clay Smith and Brian Bennett.
As long as we're patient, like right there, we had a nice little entry pass to Clay Smith at the A gap, which is right at the foul line. He made a nice little move, got his rebound. Brian got it back and then stuck it back and got fouled. So we're going to the free throw line, shooting two. Brian makes his first one
on the Hall Brothers free throw line. And that's not saying we can't shoot threes.
Right.
But we just got to make sure we're not just swinging the ball on the perimeter to shoot threes, that we do attack high post, short corner, and then that'll open up those threes and make them a little easier.
Yeah, you want to spread that zone out, get those guys shifting, and the first pass, what are you going to do? So got to work it around and be a little more patient against that zone.
Brian Ben, good on the second one in the Hall Brothers free throw line. Slowly down the floor, here comes Lincoln View now as they cut into that lead, 25-32. I have a alpha high ball screen over Holt. Nice little pull-up jumper. Good on the right-hand side. Didn't communicate on that ball screen, which I'm having a feeling we're going to see a lot of those tonight.
Yes, sir.
Again, Lincoln View's packing in a 2-3 zone. Ryan Post up top over to Regan Martin. Ooh, a little lazy pass over here. Stolen by Richardson. Stolen right back by Grant Kanapke. Ryan Post now in transition. Throws ahead to Kel Rammel. Kel Rammel's looking to get the ball inside and can't. To Brian Benn. Ryan Post back up top. Swings it over to Grant Kanapke. Grant's looking for Kel Rammel. Gets it in that high post. One dribble. Kick out to Ryan Post. Good shot over there, but turns it down. Throws it over to Regan Martin. Looks like move. Stretch out. Nice little pass by Kel Rammel. Baseline drive by Grant Kanapke. Kicks over to Ryan Post. A little long. Brian Benn working hard for an offensive rebound. Collects it. Over to Grant Kanapke. Wide open three. No good, but Kel Rammel doing work inside. Kel had a great steal up on that backside. Got a rebound. Tried to dribble it. To collect himself to take it up and kind of got it knocked away off of his hands out of it.
Yeah, a little better offensive possession. Passed it around. Got the defense scrambling a little bit. Just couldn't knock down that wide open three in the corner.
And the other thing it does, it gives you a chance to offensive rebound as well if you work the ball around.
It gets your weak side guys to see the shot go up a little quicker and go crash the boards.
And again, high ball screen, we have trouble with that. Overholt misses the shot. Grant Kanapke corrals it. Kel Rammel drives in there and throws it up top to Derek Jeudy. Kind of got lucky on that one. Kel left his feet. Don't do that, Kel. Swings the ball over to Derek Jeudy. Back up top, Ryan Post. Over to Grant Kanapke. Short corner to Brian Benn. Trying to turn face. Double team. Ooh, great swing pass by Derek Jeudy. Ryan Post drives the baseline. Nothing there. Over to Kel Rammel. Shoot that, Kel. Turns it down. One dribble. Back up top. Good ball movement by the Indians. Derek Jeudy dribbles up. Coach Mellon says, hey, let's run a set, which we are right now. Lincoln's views, their bench is clapping, happy with their defensive effort.
Coach Mellon's got a set going on here. Looks like we're going to get Grant on a little screen to the corner there for a three ball. Too long. Battle for the rebound. Lincoln View with it.
Lincoln View right now. Bowersock in transition ahead. Little stutter step by Richardson. Corner three air ball by Price. Offensive rebound, though, for Lincoln View. And Grant Kanapke gets the ball and gets fouled coming in from behind on Creed Jesse. That would be his first. Right now, Indians only have one foul almost in the whole first half. And Lincoln View has five, so no foul trouble really by anyone.
Got Clay Schmitz checking back in for Kel Rammel here. So on the floor for the Indians, we got Derek Jeudy, Clay Schmitz, Grant Kanapke, Ryan Post, and Brian Benn. Lincoln View is going to stay in that 2-3 zone. Full recovery's running a three out, two in against it. Another three ball from the corner. You know, like I said, Brian, we're just shooting way too many threes in this. We got to work it around a little bit more.
Overholt up top to Leaf. Leaf drives in. Over to Overholt in short corner. A little good 15-footer. Lincoln View cuts into the lead. Three-point lead now on the Cal Pharmacy second quarter scoreboard. 32-29 with 1:25 left. Derek Jeudy up top. Going to hold the ball. Coach Bargy says, hey, let's bring it up and hold it. They're not going to guard us. Which I'm not sure right now. That may not favor Lincoln View because they get a chance to rest and momentum kind of on their side.
I would say we might hold this there in the quarter with a minute left here, Brian. I would not be surprised. I think we're going to go to the locker room with the lead. We're going to talk some things over. Just come up with a game plan here in the second half on how to attack this 2-3 zone a little bit better. And just talk about being patient.
And also on the defensive end, the high ball screen. Right now, that's kind of killing us. Overholt's getting in there and attacking some gaps.
Yeah, that 15-footer coming off of that ball screen is killing us.
So right now, we Lincoln View may be matching up a little bit, but they're pretty content with us just holding the ball, and Derek Jeudy is holding it up top. Now we're close enough to get a count. Which right now we're at the three count. Derek does break that by dribbling. Don't turn it over here. Now Derek drive in. Come and watch from behind. Throws it over to Grant Kanapke, right side wing. Three-pointer up, no good. Derek Jeudy stays with it with the putback. Misses, but Brian Benn over the back. That's one of those tough calls for Brian Benn. Derek Jeudy does miss a little inside offensive rebound. 21 seconds here. Looks like Regan Martin and Gavin Toby getting ready to come in, replacing Brian Benn and Ryan Post. And the Indians, it looks like they might be picking up some full court pressure here. 21.6 seconds, 32-29. Lincoln View ball in front of our wedding crowd student section tonight. Quickly down the floor here. Cavender ahead to Hatfield. Up and in. Excuse me, Bowerstock up and in. Finishes it. That was too easy. Derek Jeudy ahead. Kind of a wild pass. Regan Martin's complaining it got deflected, but official says nope, did not. Oh, back official might be coming in and calling it deflection.
Yeah, they're going to talk it over.
Derek threw that ball about 85 mile an hour there, and I guess it was deflected. They're going to overturn it. Indians going to have it on the baseline with 6.2 seconds left. 31-32. The Indians are up by one here in the second quarter.
Coach Hammond's not happy with that one. Brian Benn does check in and replace Gavin Toby. Derek Jeudy triggering the ball in out of bounds. Little nice little screen right there for Brian Benn to Clay Schmitz. Dribbles in the middle. Spin back up and off the rim three or four times and misses it. Second effort by Regan Martin. No good. Great effort by Regan. Just comes up a little short as the buzzer goes off. Quick assessment there, Bob, of the first half.
Fort was looking good here when they were guarding us man-to-man. They couldn't stay in front of us, so Coach Hammond, being the great coach that he is, they go to a little 2-3 zone. We get impatient, start jacking up some threes that weren't falling. I'm not saying that they weren't wide-open threes, but they just weren't going. Your typical Saturday night legs. We continue to not get out on that ball screen, and they started hitting 15-foot jumpers and got them right back in it. So we're up one going into halftime.
All right, we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back to recap here the JV game and also scores from the varsity game.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
At Cooper Farms, we know we would not be where we are today without the hard work and dedication from our team members for the last 80 years. That's why we partnered with Activate Healthcare and made their health and well-being our top priority. All team members enrolled in the Cooper Farms Health Insurance Plan have access to our three Activate Health Center locations. There are no copays, free lab work, and many prescriptions are free. To take advantage of this, as well as other great benefits, visit cooperfarms.com/joinourteam. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family and experience a culture like no other, visit cooperfarms.com/joinourteam. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
All right, and we are back here, and as Bob's tallying up the score, Coach Holly Gann is out there to shoot a three-pointer at halftime. We'll see how she does.
Ain't no way.
A little long.
She was a kind of a get-to-the-basket type of player back in the day.
I tell you what, though, her Lady Indians are playing really well right now. They went up to Findlay today at Liberty Benton, knocked off the Lady Eagles, who's ranked fourth in the OGBR rankings. And we were led today by Val Mullenkamp with 17, Brooks Holly with 8, Allie Vaughn with 7, Kiki Wendell with 5, Olivia Patch with 4, and Paige Fortkamp with 3. So great effort by the Lady Indians today, and I believe the state rankings, AP rankings, should come out next week. So I would think that we would be in the top 10 with our efforts this week of beating Minster and Liberty Benton. So recap here real quick of this game, 32-31 Indians.
Yeah, halftime scoring for the Indians, Brian. We've got Clay Schmitz with 6, Derek Judy with 4, Ryan Post with 4, Regan Martin with 5, Brian Benn with 10, and Gavin Toby with 2. Hopefully that math works out right and gives us 32. If not, it will.
Not a math major, Bob. Not a math major.
Harvard major.
You can talk haircuts and I can talk politics.
That's right.
History if you like. In the JV game, Indians walk away with a 49-29 victory. Win by 20 there. Fort Recovery jumped out in the first quarter 18-4. Second quarter outscored Lincoln View 12-4 to take a 38 halftime lead. In the third quarter, the Indians outscore the Lancers 14-11 to lead 44-19. And cruise to a fourth quarter victory 49-29, even though they did get outscored 10-5 in that quarter. Owen at Judy, sophomore, led us with 22 big points, had a great shooting night. Kind of struggled a little last night, but got on his feet there early and hit some jumpers, had 17 points at half, didn't play the whole fourth quarter, so great night by that young man. Daniel Patch added 8, Landon Post with 7, Kobe Wendell with 6, Caleb Evers with 4, and Ross Pearson with 2 to give them the 49 points for the JV team. So,
you know, I was just thinking, Owen Judy's kind of shooting it like his old freshman coach used to shoot it back in the day.
Well, hopefully maybe shoots a little better than that. Speaking of Owen Judy, Petey Judy, I believe, is going to be going to Urbana now. It transferred from St. Thomas Moore, I think it was. Or
Thomas Moore, yeah.
Thomas Moore in Kentucky there, and coming up to Urbana a little closer to home. So who I see up there in the balcony up there watching his younger brother tonight. So good luck to Peyton Judy as he will be playing for the Blue Knights, Urbana Blue Knights. So,
yeah, really pretty good program there, ain't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And anytime you get a chance to play college basketball, that's always a cool thing. So we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians. Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
All right, and we're back. Tim Covered there. Stop in for all your coffee needs in the morning. Now open at 7 a.m. Monday through Friday. Espressos, lattes, cappuccinos, great sandwich wraps, salads, and soups. Choices of 4 soups every single day for you. Hand-dipped ice cream flavors as well. Cone or a cup, like cookies and cream, milk, mint, chocolate chip, strawberry cheesecake. That'd be my favorite, Bob.
Oh.
Rainbow sherbet. New flavors like black raspberry, Java peanut butter cup, and s'mores. Sandwich wraps, salads, and soups. Now I'm hungry. up-and-coming games this week. We have Thursday night. The girls are traveling to Delphus to take on the Lady Blue Jays of St. John's. And FRR will be on the broadcast there. I'll be doing that for you. Friday night, we are hosting the Blue Jays, and Bob and I will be on the broadcast for that one as well. And the St. John's is undefeated currently at this time, so that should be a great game here for us at the Forsyth. Saturday, the girls travel up to OG, Ottawa Glandorf, and I'll be doing the radio on that one for FRR. And then the boys will be hosting Walpock that night, and we have the Walpock Redskins coming in, and again, Bob and I will be doing the radio on that one. So Indians looks like they're getting ready to finally come out of the locker room here. Coach must not have been very happy with that. Halftime, maybe first half effort there a little bit, as the Indians just now get on the floor and go straight to the bench.
Trying to figure out how to crack that 2-3 zone, I think, Brian.
And that most certainly could be right there. I would say kind of a proud father moment today, Bob. Daniel did play pretty well enough where he actually got his first varsity dress ever. And he is in a uniform here tonight, so that's a pretty cool experience for him. So I'm happy with that.
Heck yeah.
So that's always kind of cool, especially for a freshman. So take a quick break, and we'll be right back for the tip of the third quarter.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And speaking of Brian Fort Camp, see him over there sitting in the bottom section.
The Gravedigger, that's what I call him.
Yes. Always happy with those people to sponsor us. So, keys to this half here, Bob. What are you thinking we got to do? Any adjustments?
I think the fourth's going to get this thing up and down. You know, early on we were getting it up and down. And I look for a lot of pressure coming out from the fort, maybe. We're going to amp it up some, make them uncomfortable. We're definitely going to do something different against that 2-3 zone. I'm sure Coach Melton's got something up his sleeve. So, yeah, I think a little quicker pace here for the Indians, maybe.
All right, it is Lincoln View's ball. Up top is Overholt with the ball. Again, high ball screen to start. Bauer Sox sets that. Jesse caught it, maybe a little running head start there, and no call on the travel. And does draw a foul on Clay Schmidt, so he will be going to the free throw line. And on the floor for the Indians, we do have our starting lineup of Grant Kanapke, Regan Martin, Derek Judy, Clay Schmidt, and Brian Benn.
Looks like the same starters for Lincoln View also from the first half, Brian. Yeah, the fort's starting off in the man-to-man here. We'll see. Hopefully we can come down and get a score and see if we do come out and press them a little bit.
Lincoln View does hit that free throw by Creed Jesse, giving him 11 points, game-high score in the game. Second one up and good, giving him 12. Brian Benn does lead the Indians with 10 points. Derek Judy does bring the ball across the floor slowly. Lincoln View is in a 2-3 zone. Hey, if it's working, don't,
if it's not broke,
don't fix it. That's right. There you go. That's what I was trying to say.
You've talked a lot today. You're probably about half wore out, aren't you?
Don't even know what I'm saying anymore, Bob. Inside to Clay Schmidt's high post. Misses it off of a rebound. Luth quickly in transition over to Jesse. Little handoff over here to Cavender on the left-hand side. Dribbles back all the way across to the right. Hands off to Overholt up top now. Coach Hammond calls out a set. High ball screen again coming over here by Overholt. Swings it over to Creed. Creed Jesse with the shot. Misses. Great hustling effort over in front of Sean Toby. Is Clayton Luth. But it will be Indians ball. Indians do trail in the quarter. The Faller Mechanical third quarter scoreboard. 33-32 now. Derek Judy running the set. Grant Kanapke over on the right side. Back up to Derek Judy swinging the ball. Grant's going to come off. It looks like a little double screen. Gets Clay Schmitz in the high post. A little high-low. Right into Brian Benn. Powers it up and good.
There we go. That's what we want to do. We want to tag it with that high-low action. Get some cutters through. A little bit more movement out front. The first half, we didn't do that. So now we're going to swing it to the wing. We're going to send a cutter through and try and get that high-low action with Brian and Clay.
And uses kind of Grant as a decoy off
Absolutely.
Of that, too.
Yep.
Lincoln View down, Indians in, man-to-man defense. Great defense by Derek Jeudy, the check of cutter, who was the guy they were trying to get it to. Slap from behind by Clay Schmitz on Creed Jesse. Clay Schmitz out running the floor, catches it and corrals it, lays it in. Nice pass ahead by Regan Martin. Indians jump out in front, 36-33 on the Fowler mechanical third quarter scoreboard.
We've got to get this tempo up and down. We've got to start really making them uncomfortable offensively. Otherwise, they're going to sit back and pick us apart.
Jesse over here with the ball. Dribbles up one dribble. Up top, hits a three. Tie ball game, 36-36. Kid is a smooth player.
Great name, and he's a smooth player.
He is. I believe he has...
He's got 15 now.
15. Having a nice game for that young man. Regan Martin with the ball on the left. Throws up to Grant Canapke. Ball screen by Derek Jeudy. Again, trying to get the ball inside. A little cross screen by Clay Schmidt on Brian Benn. Regan Martin running the baseline, and Grant Canapke picks up a traveling call.
Yeah, Grant just needs to jump stop there and improve his angle a little bit. Just got off balance, kind of picked it up and shrugged that pivot foot.
We're overloading the baseline, it looks like here, Bob. More cross screen with Clay and Brian working high-low off of that with an overload on the baseline.
Correct.
Lincoln View right now catches the ball. Bowersock in high post. Ooh, high arcing three for Cavender. Hits it in the corner. 39-36, Lancer lead. Derek Jeudy has the ball. Up top, swings it over to Regan Martin. Back up top. Nope. Denying Grant, so we're not going there. Regan does dribble over the left baseline. Throws it into Brian Benn. Double team now. Kick it back out. Derek Jeudy drives in. Throws out. Grant Canapke. Great save by Grant just to catch that so it doesn't hit our fans over here. Regan Martin throws it up top to Derek Jeudy. Trying to get Clay Schmitz in the high post. Hit Brian Benn short corner. Pass in now Clay Schmitz. Yep. Took one too many dribbles and Clay picks up the charge. Probably should have just stopped and popped instead to try to get a little closer to the basket. And picks up the charging call.
Yeah, we got what we wanted. Lincoln View was in great position there. Clay just took one too many bounces and kid slid over, took the charge there.
Brian Post coming in replacing Grant Canapke. 4:42 to go in the third quarter. Indians trail by three. Jesse coming off of a nice stagger screen, backdoor cut off of it. And one official calls jump ball. The other one calls a hold on Clay. So we'll see which one's going to win.
Not the good one, Brian.
Looks like we're going with a holding call on Clay Schmidt. From my view, Bob, I'm saying jump ball.
I say jump ball, too.
Clay picks up his fourth foul.
Oh, that's tough.
We went from one foul to four. We had one of the team with a minute 56 to go in a halftime, and now Clay has four. Inbound pass for three by Cavender. And he's now trail 42-36. Looks like Coach Milton is going to take a timeout. And we'll take one with him here.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 29th to February 1st. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are discounted. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden, all parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, January 29th to February 1st. Stop in and save.
Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/joinourteam or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
We're back here on the Fowler Mechanical third quarter scoreboard. Indians trail now 42-36 as we had a 33-32 halftime lead. Quickly dissipated here in the first 4 minutes here, close to. Indians do have the ball on the side. Gavin Toby taking the ball out in front of our bench. Throws it into Derek Jeudy. We got Regan Martin on the floor as well as Ryan Post and Brian Benn. Lincoln View still in a 2-3 zone. Gets the ball from Ryan Post into Brian Benn on the high post. Turns and throws and gets a deflection. Steal by Overholt. Drives down. Gavin Toby steals it again. Right back to Brian Benn. Derek Jeudy in transition. Looking to attack a gap. Drives in. Nice scoop and drive, but just misses the shot. And deflected out of bounds by Derek Jeudy. missing an opportunity right there to be able to finish. Overholt has the ball out of bounds, walking it up. As you said earlier, Bob, we talked off air a little bit. We got to get this pace up and down. This favors us. If it's a slow pace, I think this is going to favor Lincoln View.
Yeah, you know, like we said, we're not really checking cutters. We're chasing through screens, and that's not Fort Recovery basketball. You know, we got to be physical and lean on them a little bit because they're not going to like that. They're comfortable right now in what they want to do.
Ball up here on the right elbow to Creed Jesse. Throws it up across to Cavender, who skips it over to Overholt. Overholt up top, guarded by Derek Jeudy. Almost got the crossover between the legs right now. Derek's doing a great job of containing him. Could be a five count, not getting a count on. Swings over to Creed Jesse. Gavin Toby chases, gets him to miss. Ryan Bennett with the rebound off to Derek Jeudy. Swings over to Ryan Post in transition, ahead to Regan Martin. Back up top, skips over to Derek Jeudy. Derek's surveying, see what's going on. Dribbles back up top. Has Regan Martin on the left side. Catch that. Mishandled by out of bounds by Derek Jeudy. Loses it and runs into the scorer's table right in front of the voice of the Indian Terrell Feely. Ball does go out of bounds, so we turn it over and heads over to Lincoln View.
You know, we've talked about this earlier in some of the earlier season games, Brian, where the light's not on. And our light is not on right now here at Fortsite. The boys are just kind of looking at each other, wondering what the heck to do.
We started out well, kind of played well in stretches, and we're kind of in coast mode here a little bit.
Yeah, yep.
Cal Ramel does check in, replaces Derek Jeudy. Got that last turnover. Great drive in there by Price, up and in. Cal Ramel with the rebound. Goes over to Ryan Post, dribbling up on the right side in front of Coach Milton. Coach is calling a play, sounds like overload. Over to Regan Martin on the left-hand side. Short corner to Gavin Toby. Nice pass in to Brian Benn. Draws contact by Creed Jesse. Up and in. Good. Much-needed basket there by the Indians and Brian Benn. Bob.
Absolutely. We had to stop this lead, and that's exactly what we needed here. Hopefully going to the line for a little three-point play and get us back in this thing. Not that we're down a lot. I mean, we're not in panic mode by any means right now, Brian, but we definitely can't let them continue to get wide-open shots and do what they want to do.
Brian Benn on the Hall Brother foul line, and good for that to give Brian Benn 15 points. Ties the game high with Creed Jesse with 15 from Lincoln View. Cuts into the lead now, 3-point lead for Lincoln View. High ball screen again, which we're defending a little better here this quarter. Over to Price, swings the ball to Richardson. Richardson drives baseline, a little floater, up and in, go get a rebound. Cal Ramel does track that down, dribbles over here in transition, kind of weaving his way through traffic. Now on the left-hand side, stopping looks to Brian Benn, short corner, nice reverse pivot, back up to Cal Ramel. Lincoln View still in his zone.
Coach Mel's going to call set out here, see what we got here.
Swings the ball from Kel Ramel to Regan Martin. Back up to Kel. Gavin Toby flashes high post. Brian Benn, little 15-footer. Misses. Lincoln View in transition. Richardson stops. He'll drag pass behind to Creed Jesse. Three in the corner for Price. Good. 45-39 right now.
High arcing three from the corner. Nice little drive baseline kick out. Did knock it down. Lefty.
Cal Ramel into Brian Benn, short corner pass. Gavin Toby take it up, a little reverse. Nice finish and inside for Gavin Toby. Cuts in the lead, 4-point lead right now in the Fall Mechanical third quarter scoreboard, 45-41 Lincoln View. Quickly in transition, Richardson's driving baseline. Little drag pass to Creed Jesse, nice little pull-up jumper. Misses Cal, Ryan Post with the rebound. Quickly in transition on the left-hand side, drive in. Hit Regan Martin, hit that, Regan.
Three ball, got it.
Good. As you said earlier, Bob, pushing transition. We did. We got a good wide-open three off of a kick from Ryan Post.
Yep. We're showing a little urgency defensively, and that's making it go our way.
And one thing about that three, Bob, is it came off of penetration, which got in the paint. So we got a paint touch.
Yep.
Even if it's not a post pass, it is a dribble entry pass, which sucks in the defense, collapses it, and allows Regan Martin to get a wide-open three, which is what you want.
Let's Regan get a little 1-2 step into it, get his feet under him, and stroke it.
Right now, Lincoln View going a little four corners with 23 seconds left and a one-point lead in the third quarter. Fall Mechanical scoreboard. So they said, hey, let's go one shot. Little handoff right here to Richardson over to Price. Price spreading the floor with Overholt up top. Ryan Post is denying him the ball. Drive in, left-handed drop. It should be a charge, and it is. Price out of control. Brian Benn slides over and takes the charge for the big fella. Great job by Brian Benn.
That might be the loudest our crowd has gotten all year right there. Big Brian Benn sliding over and taking the charge.
Didn't leave his feet, as a big fella might have a tendency to do. I know I would, Bob. But does slide over and take a charge. Brian Post quickly in transition. 6 seconds. Regan Martin for three at the buzzer. No good. Brian Benn tip in. Misses. Lincoln View corrals the rebound, but great ending to that as we had a lead at halftime, 33-32. We were down at one point, I think, by eight. Bob cut the lead now down to it's just a one-point trail deficit here for the Indians.
Yeah, we're going to take a break here going into the fourth quarter. Wabash Mutual.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
And we're back here on the Wabash Mutual fourth quarter scoreboard. 45-44, Lincoln View lead. On the floor right now, we got Kel Rammel, Ryan Post, Regan Martin, Gavin Toby, and Brian Benn. Kel Rammel for three in the corner. A little long, pushing the back, and it does get called. Can't push in the back right in front of the official. That's one place not to do that. Again, Indians overloading the baseline action. And we get an open three for Kel, just misses it. Gavin Toby doing some work to draw a foul.
Let's see if we get a little urgency out of the Indians here this fourth quarter. It's kind of do or die. We need to get a win here tonight.
Swing a ball up top to Regan Martin. Nice little pass inside to Kel Ram from Kel Rammel to Brian Benn. Going to the foul line. You know, that's one of those things, especially for a freshman. He just missed the open three for Kel Rammel. But you love to see him get some confidence and able to feed the ball inside and make a positive play for himself right there to Brian Benn doing some good things. This is kind of like our energy lineup, I think, Bob. This is the one we kind of brought into in the Parkway game when we were down a little bit.
Yeah.
Gavin Toby and Kel Rammel providing some spark.
Absolutely. You got Ryan Post kind of running the show offensively, keeping us in check, doing what we need to do. And those guys definitely bring the energy defensively and get us going.
On the Hall Brother foul line, Brian Benn does hit that first one. Give him 16 points on the night. Ties it up. Second one up and short. Kel Rammel does get a deflection on it. Great effort by Kel. Gavin Toby clutch the rebound. Ryan Post up top. Ryan Post swings it over to Regan Martin in the high post to Brian Benn. Square up. Does. Regan Martin in the corner. A little strong. We're now conferring with the officials to see which one we're going to call. Sounded like we yelled white, but we pointed the other direction, so I'm not sure here now.
Yeah, it looks like he's going to get it right. It's going to go to the Indians underneath on the baseline, Brian.
And Coach Milton ran out on the floor to try to help him, and the back official said, you might want to stay back over there, sir.
It's not about pulled a hand coming out there.
Brian Post triggers it in to Kel Rammel up top to Regan Martin. Dribbles over here. Coach is calling a set. Brian Post has the ball. Going to overload over here with Kel Rammel. Swinging, dribbles to the left, swings it to the right. Regan Martin throws it in to Brian Benn. Powers up and good. Great offense, great step for the Indians. Getting Brian Benn inside. They have no answer for him.
That's what we want to do right there. We got to keep that little strategy with the high-low stuff. Getting Brian on the block, posted up. Indians come back, still in a man-to-man. Lincoln View's working the ball around offensively, a little bit of a motion. Still getting that high ball screen. Indians are starting to pressure him a little bit more out front, Brian.
Little jump hook. Nice little jump hook by Bowersock inside, but misses it. Ryan Post with the rebound. Dribbles down on the right side. Throws it to Kel Rem on the left. Ball fake. Drives in. Hit a gap. Nice pass. Great pass by Kel Rem into Gavin Toby, finishing through traffic. Again, those energy guys making plays for us.
Absolutely. A little gap dribble. That stuff opens it up against that zone. They're making me look like a genius, Brian.
That's hard to do, Bob. I'm
telling you. You can say that again.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be back. Indians leading right now on the Wabash Mutual fourth quarter scoreboard, 49-45.
Around here, we welcome a slower pace, except when it comes to internet speed. Wabash provides fiber-fast internet you can rely on, backed by local customer service. From email checkers to video streamers to hardcore gamers, we have just the right speed for you, up to 1,000 megabits. If you need an upgrade or just have a question, get in touch with Wabash at 419-942-1111 or online at wabash.com. Wabash, your local communication connection.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
All right, 6:30 to go in the fourth quarter. Indians now lead 49-45, and I am going to say that a lot of that is due not that it's a one-person effort, but Kel Ramo and Gavin Toby's bringing a lot of energy right here to the Indians on the court.
Super athletic players, Brian, and definitely bringing that energy.
Quick shout-out to Coach Chelsea Collig, listening to the game and also having a Christmas party. So
they got us on at a Christmas party. That's awesome.
Three by Lincoln View. Misses the three. Hustle play by Gavin Toby. Corralled by Regan Martin. Over to Ryan Post. Watch behind you, Ryan. Coach Melton's yelling, watch behind him. Posty kind of got the GB scared out of him there a little bit. Ball screen there by Gavin Toby. Turns it down. Kel Rammel to Brian Benn. High post. Catches it. Kicks over to Regan Martin in the corner. Swings back up to Kel Rammel. Swinging the ball over to Ryan Post, catching, collecting.
Yeah, Brian had a high post catch and had Gavin running baseline, but he didn't turn all the way and face the basket. He missed him there. Could have been an easy two for Toads.
Galarama on the corner. Kind of go three guard across the top look, trying to spread them out. Now maybe kind of getting them to come out and chase us here a little bit. They're trying to trap. Ryan Post handling the ball. Galarama and Regan Martin up top. Down the corner there, boys. Kel Rammel driving best left side to the baseline. Pulls it back up.
We've got to be strong with the ball. Good jump stop. You be on balance here, Brian.
I was just going to say the same thing as Ryan Post kind of dribbled over in front of Coach and kind of got off balance, but maybe because he was pushed, that's why. Lincolnview picks up their fifth team foul. Fort Recovery has three right now. Really no one in foul trouble, but Clay Schmitz with four. The team has three fouls.
Ooh.
Jeez. Little Kel Rammel pass out of bounds to Brian Benn, who jumps in the air, hands it back to Kel Rammel about a foot away, and Kel luckily got in bounce on that. Regan Martin over on the left-hand side, getting trapped, throws up to Kel Rammel up top. Ryan Post up top again. Gavin Toby and Brian Benn are hanging out in the corners as Lincoln View is looking to trap in a 2-3 zone. This is where, as you said, got to pivot, be on balance, be strong with the ball. A little three-man, two-ball keep away.
Yeah.
Brian Post picks it up, finds Brian Benn. Had a chance to maybe go in and score, turned it down. Throw it back up to Regan Martin. Got his hand held, and now call. Swings it across over here to Kel Rammel. Brian Benn inside, pass to Gavin Toby up and in on the opposite side. Good little offense, taking some time up, and the score.
51-45, 4:32 in the fourth quarter, Wabash Mutual scoreboard, Brian.
Right now, Lincoln View doing a little dribble weave up top. Indians man, and man-to-man defense. Price has the ball guarded by freshman Kel Rammel. Swings the ball over to Overholt. Trying to get Creed Jesse open, and Gavin Toby's doing a great job of defending that. Swings the ball back up top to Leaf. Leaf looking to drive left-hand side, driving kick to Bowersock. 17-footer off the rim. Kel Rammel with the rebound. Swings the ball over to Ryan Post. Coach is saying, whoa, put the brakes on, boys. 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. 6-point lead.
Coach Melton's working up a little lather in the suit tonight, Brian.
Looking like a little Rick Pitino sweat going on right here. Regan Martin drives in, gets held. No call. Hands off to Gavin Toby on the cut. For a layup in. 53-45, Indians lead. Coach just says, look, we got to take a break and regroup. Does Lincoln View, 30-second timeout. We'll take one with them.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
All right, 3:41 to go on the Wabash Mutual fourth quarter scoreboard. Indians now lead by 8, 53-45. Synopsis right here has made a difference, Bob.
Energy. You know, we started getting up on them defensively a little bit, pushing them around a little bit. They didn't like it. We got some turnovers. The officials all set the ball down again as everybody's running out onto the floor. I'm telling you, she's got a hot date tonight she's got to get to, Brian. But anyways, yeah, the energy. That's what's been the difference for us here this fourth quarter to get this lead.
Corner three by Jesse. Cal Rammel with another rebound.
Great weak side rebound by Cal Rammel.
Absolutely love that energy tonight by Cal Rammel, making big things happen for us. Draws the foul by Lincoln View, 16 fouls. And for Lincoln View, Cavender replaces Price.
Lincoln View is going to come out in a little 1-2-2 press here. Try and get things up and down a little bit maybe to get back in this thing here.
Regan Martin breaks it easily, throws up to Ryan Post. Ryan Post dribbles around. Backdoor cut by Regan Martin. Be strong here, Ryan, which he is. Gets rid of it to Regan in the corner. Dribbles it back up to the wing, swings it across to Cal Rammel. Cal Rammel drives, body foul, going to be shooting free throws here for Cal. Body foul on Jesse for Lincoln View, which gives them 7. So now Cal Rammel gets to go to Hall Brothers free throw line and hopefully increase this lead.
Yeah, if we're strong with the ball from here on out and make free throws, I'd say put them on the bus and we're going to walk away with a win if we can do that here within 3 minutes, Brian. Tails up and in, good. Makes the first one. That's going to make the score 45-54. The Indians with 3 minutes and 3 seconds left in the fourth quarter.
It's a big hit for a freshman right there. Hopefully with some confidence the way he's playing on defense. Hits that first free throw. Misses the second one. Gavin Toby does get a hand on it. Lincoln View does corral the rebound. Leith pushes the ball up to Jesse. Hands off. Swings the ball over to Cavender. High ball screen. Cal Rimmel gets through it. Swings over to Overholt. Great defensive effort right now by Gavin Toby, Ryan Post, and Cal Rammel, Regan Martin on the perimeter. Defend that high ball screen again. Again, great job, boys. Gavin Toby up on Jesse up top. Lincoln View right now struggling to get a shot off. Contested jumper off of the rim and rolls around in by Overholt. Indians lead 54-47 with 2:26 to go. Ryan Post has the ball again against a 1-2-2 full court press. Gavin Toby swings it back to Ryan Post, gets it across. Splits the defense. Great job, Ryan Post. Clutch the ball. Great job. Over to Regan Martin against that pressure. Under control, poise. Our fans are yelling for a foul. Must be blood tonight before we get one. Cal Rammel being strong with it. Ryan Post collects the rebound over to Regan Martin. Looks, has a chance to drive in. Great skip pass over to Regan. Cal Rammel over to Gavin Toby in the corner. Get out of that corner. Has a chance to drive. Gets fouled, and they do call it. Gavin Toby will be going to the free throw line as he's yelling, hey, even though the foul is on me, Regan did hit that. You want to count that instead? Official gets a little chuckle out of it. So Gavin will go to the free throw line here in the Hall Brothers free throw line in the fourth quarter. Wabash Mutual to try to increase this lead, 54-47 right now. 1:56 to go. A little strong on it. Jesse with the rebound. Push it in transition to Cavender. Back up top to Jesse. Asking for a ball screen. Great defense by the Indians. Back up top. Overholt has the ball. Guarded by Ryan Post. High ball screen by Bowersock. Brian Ben shows. Gives him time. Get through there, Ryan. He does. Oh, not quickly enough, I guess. Overholt hits the pull-up three. 54-50.
Yeah, Posty got hung up on that screen, and Bierstock just stepped up and knocked the big shot down to keep this thing interesting. 50-54, 1:31 in the fourth here, Brian.
And Coach Milton says, hey, let's talk about it. Take a full timeout. We'll take one with them.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 29th through February 1st. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during this week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 29th through February 1st at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
All right, we're back. 1:31 to go. Indians has a four-point lead. Gavin Toby taking the ball out right in front of our student section against a man-to-man press. Throws it into Brian Benn. Back over to Gavin Toby. Swings over to Cal Rammel. Got to advance it here a little bit. We do Ryan Post. Get it across. Break that 10 count. Into Brian Benn. Up and in. Misses it. Great rebound by Cal Rammel. But as he's thrown it into Ryan Post, gets the turnover. Both coaches are all yelling, not really sure what it's about, but Lincolnview has the ball, dribble in. Jesse picks it up, throws it up to Richardson, back over to Overholt. No, I still haven't figured that out, but both coaches are going crazy right now.
Creed with a deep three. Rebound to Marty. He's going to be fouled and go to the line shooting 1-on-1. 51 seconds left here, Brian. Yeah, I'm not sure what was going on here. I think the Fort wanted to reach, and then I think Lincolnview, after they had the ball, wanted to reach on us. So it was kind of a turnabout fair play. So they just wiped it away.
All right. Reed Martin going to the Hall Brother foul line.
Make a free throw, Marty. Here, what do you say, kid?
Ah, I see what Coach is saying. He's saying it should have been goaltending that they hit the backboard.
Oh, yep.
He wanted the basket to count, is what he's explaining to the coach. Said, hey, the ball was on the backboard going in, and they slapped the backboard. So, Regan Martin up with the first one. No good. Missed two free throws now. The chance to increase the lead. Lincolnview quickly in transition by Jesse. Stay on him. Drive in. Great split. Ooh. Draws a foul on Gavin Toby. He turns around and says, that's kind of cheap. And it might have been. Unfortunately, we're not getting paid to officiate tonight, Bob.
No, we're not getting paid anything tonight, Brian. We got to talk to Neil about that yet, don't we?
Our contract will be out in the mail here, Neil. Jesse up and good with the first one. Give that young man 16 points. Lincolnview bringing in some offense and defense, it looks like. Bringing in a defensive unit here. 54-51 lead for the Indians with 43.4 seconds to go. Hits the second one. Ryan Benn leads all scorers with 18 tonight. And Coach Milton says we're going to take a 30-second timeout. We're actually going to stay here with them here, Bob.
Like we talked about earlier, we make free throws down the stretch here, and we're probably up at least 6 or 7 right now. Instead, we miss a second of two front ends of 1-on-1, and we miss the back end of a 1-on-1. So there's 5 right there. All right, so that gives us 7 points we'd be up right now. Shoulda, coulda, woulda. Hopefully it doesn't turn into that. So hopefully we can hang on and win one here.
So right now, you're Coach Milton, put yourself in his place. Obviously, they have time. They don't have to foul right away. They could try to get a couple traps. What are we looking to do here?
We want to be strong with the ball. They're going to foul us right away.
Clay Smith does check in, too.
Yeah, they're going to foul us right away. We're going to have to go to the line and make free throws here. If I'm Lincolnview, I'm fouling right away.
One thing exciting to see, at least I think from my standpoint, is Coach has some confidence right now in freshman Cal Rammel.
Yeah.
Keeping him on the floor, which is a good thing to see. Friedman gets it in to Clay Schmitz. Clay Schmitz over to Kel Rammel. Nice little pass ahead to Ryan Post. Three on one. Pull it up and in. Good. Three on one. We attack. Ryan Post lobs it up to Brian Benn. Gets the finish. And foul. Had a chance to pull that out or finish it, and he did finish through contact.
Yeah, I wasn't sure of the pass to Brian. He lobbed it up. You know, Brian doesn't have the greatest hops in the world, but he went up and got it, crowded himself, and we're going to get a line shooting the old-fashioned and one here. Maybe a bounce pass would have been a little easier, but, hey, we got the job done.
Maybe not the most athletic-looking thing from us, but, hey, it worked. Indians lead, 30 seconds left, 56-52. Missed the free throw by Brian Benn. Hall Brothers foul line. Quickly down here. Overholt has the ball. Three in transition. Banks it in. Oh, my goodness. I'm not sure which bank is open tonight, but I know it is one in the Fort Site Field House. Coach Hammond calls a timeout. Looks like it's going to be a full timeout. We'll take one with them. 56-55, 21.4 seconds.
Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
All right, we're back. 21.4 seconds. Indians have a one-point lead. This place was rocking tonight. Great crowd on hand. Lincoln View always brings a great crowd. Fort Recovery had a great crowd. We honored our swim and our track athletes that went to state last year. Great crowd here again. Clay Smith taking out from our student sections. Oh, could have been an offensive foul by Ryan Post, but no call. Getting trapped, and they do call reach-in foul by Lincoln View, and we got away with one there, Bob.
Yeah, we absolutely did. Brian kind of cleared him out a little bit there on the baseline to get open, and the official kind of swallowed his whistle. So, hey, maybe a little home cooking for the Indians for once, right?
I don't remember getting much of that when we were on the sideline there, Bobby.
No, it took a while. It took a few years.
Brian Post steps up to the Hall Brother foul line, shoots the first one and hits that. Increase that lead by two, maybe having a double bonus here, giving Lincoln View 10 fouls. Maybe that had a little confidence, or maybe just getting Ryan Post up there maybe is what it took.
Hey, old Post, he don't get too excited. He's going to knock this one down, too. Got it.
Hits the front of the rim and rolls in. Give us a three-point lead, 58-55, 15 seconds. Overholt has the ball. High ball screen. Double team by Clay Schmitz, Ryan Post. Back to Creed Jesse. Don't leave him. Open three. Misses it front end. Gavin Toby with the rebound. Hands it off to Ryan Post. Ryan Post, if you're Ryan, hurry up and run down there and shoot free throws. I think Gavin Toby's going to be a free throw shooter, which obviously I don't think he's been to the line a whole lot tonight, but Ryan Post, who just hit two, like to have him maybe as our shooter.
Yeah.
And Gavin steps up there, looks over and goes, I got this one.
Gavin tried to get rid of it.
He did.
As fast as he could, and they got him on the foul yet. Gavin's going to get the line and shoot two here for us with 5.6 seconds left, up 58-55, Brian.
I don't know if that was in his hands more than a second, Bob. That sucker was out there quickly.
Woo! Hot potato.
Well, I do feel good about this. Creed Jesse does foul out. He had, I think, 18 for the Lincoln View Lancers tonight. So a little feel good about him going to the bench. Gavin Toby steps up to the Hall Brother foul line. Dribbles, takes a deep breath. Off the back end. 5.6 seconds, 58-55. And Coach Milton says, hey, let's take a timeout. Maybe set our defense for a make or a miss. And we'll take one here with him.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hard-working, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
All right, and we're back. It was a full timeout, 5.6 seconds, 58-55. Looks like we got on the bench there sitting in front of coach. We got Regan Martin, Cal Rammel, Ryan Post. Looks like Clay Schmidt. And who's our other guy there, Bob?
Gavin Toby.
Gavin Toby. That's right.
Gavin's got one left at the line here. Up three with 5.6 seconds. If we can knock this thing down and we get out of their way, this baby should be in the books for us.
Tell you what, an exciting day for Indians basketball. As we were in that break, I told Bob I'm absolutely drained here. It's calling two great games today. Ladies went up and won at Finley Liberty Benton.
And you drove for 3 hours.
I actually didn't drive. First time ever having drove to a game.
And you guys are still alive with Annie driving, huh?
Nope, she didn't drive. I actually rode with my mother-in-law.
Annie
was
still
working.
Still alive with Deb driving.
Yeah, absolutely. How about that?
Wow.
And then now the Indians hopefully can pull off this victory. The big day for Indians basketball. Gavin hits it. Not a good sign when you shoot and take off running to the rim, but he does hit it on the Hall Brother foul line. 59-55, a full court pass. Gavin Toby goes up. Okay. Gavin Toby knocks it down. Lincoln View is able to pick it up and takes a quick timeout. They have one left, 3.9 seconds. They will take it out on the side. But you got to get a quick shot in there and either get a two-point shot or a three-point shot and then call a timeout again and get the clock stopped and then get a turnover.
Yeah, and that's their last timeout, so he's going to have to go through a few scenarios here on the bench. Coach Hammond will. And he's got some stuff up his sleeve. He's been around for a while, so let's see what he comes up with if he goes for that quick three or the two. Like I said, no more timeout. So if they score, they're going to have to foul us really quick. And by the way, if they do score, the clock ain't stopping. So
no,
this should be over.
It should be. We should walk out of here with a victory. Knock on wood. I feel really good about that. And to be honest, you know, after last night, our kids battled their butts off, played really hard, ended up walking out of Minster with a loss, but one that you shouldn't be disappointed in with our effort and our execution. I thought we played well, honestly. Minster's a great team, you know, nothing to be ashamed of, but it's one of those Saturday night games. We kind of lolled through the motions a little bit.
Yeah, we had some stretches there through the end of the second quarter, end of the third quarter, where our light wasn't on. Took a few guys off the bench to bring some energy like we talked about, and hope that we're going to get out here with a win.
But the coach has rewarded those two guys, actually three, Ryan Post, Kel Rammel, and Gavin Toby, with a lot of playing time here tonight.
Yes, sir.
And Indians basically just let him throw the ball in. Overhaul shoots and misses. Indians literally are standing around letting him do that. And we walk away with a victory. Great effort by our Indians. 59-55. Indians defeat the Lincoln View Lancers. Great effort tonight by our Indians and our bench coming in, as we stated there a couple times, with those three guys coming in providing that energy. So,
yeah, good win for the Indians tonight. That's going to put us at 7-2, right, Brian?
I believe so. We'll take a quick break. We'll get some tally up some stats. Hopefully Coach Milton will be out and we'll talk to him and celebrate this victory.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 29th through February 1st. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during this week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 29th through February 1st at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Indians come out victorious tonight, get a sweep of the Lincoln View Lancers, and Bob, you got some...
Yeah, I got some scoring for us here tonight. Yeah, the Indians were led by Brian Dinn with 20. Derek Jeudy threw in 4. Regan Martin with 8. Clay Smith with 8. Where are we at? Gavin Toby with 6. Cale Rammel with... Oh, I'm sorry. Gavin Toby with 12. I'm getting interrupted.
Getting hackled here by his wife.
My wife's hackling me. So, yeah, Brian Benn had a solid game, got the ball into him, and definitely was the difference.
And real quick of the JV scores, Fort Recovery won that one as well, 49-10. Owen Jeudy led the Indians with 22. Daniel Patch chipped in with 8. Landon Post with 7. Kobe Wendell with 6. Caleb Evers with 4. Ross Pearson with 2. And we'll wait here on the Coach Milton to come out and talk to him as our players come out on the floor and quickly come out after that game. That's usually an exciting time to be in that locker room when you win. You quickly, hey, great job, and get out on the floor. So Indian players do come out. Real quick of our broadcast this week, we have games Thursday night. FRR will be in action all next week as Fort Recovery travels to Delphi St. John's to take on the Lady Blue Jays on Thursday, and I'll be doing that one. On Friday, the boys will host Delphi, who is undefeated currently at this time, and Bob Leverett, and I'll be doing that one. And on Saturday, the girls travel to OG, take on Ottawa Glandorf, and I think they might be undefeated or one loss so far in the season, so that'll be a tough contest for the Lady Indians and Coach Halligan. And then I'll be doing that one as well. And then on Friday, or Saturday, excuse me, the boys will come in and host the Walpock that night, and Bob and I'll be doing that one there too. So a lot of action going on this week. So waiting on Coach Milton here. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family and experience a culture like no other, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
All right. We are waiting on Coach
headset.
Yep. Coach Jim Milton to come out here, and he's making his way over.
I think he was in there wiping the sweat off of his brow, Brian.
I tell you what, I was on the bench there last night doing the radio with Rob, and he was drenched in sweat. So
Coach is going to show some favoritism and come see us first.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the win. Your thoughts?
Thank goodness for a bench. I found a group that wanted to play together is what I found. And, we had talked about as a staff, I had a hunch that that group would play together, and that's what happened. So, hopefully some of the other guys get that figured out when they're being a spectator.
Yes, sir.
Well, if I'm not wrong, that is that the same group that kind of brought us back and brought some energy in the Parkway game as well?
Yes.
And the kind of some of those guys are Ryan Post, Kel Rammel, and Gavin Toby, and we kind of mentioned that a little bit on the radio. You know, the effort, the energy, hitting the glass, playing with some effort on defense, really made a difference in that.
Moving the ball,
yeah.
Playing together, yes. Not just taking the first pass and trying to get mine.
Yes.
It's just play together, and don't care about the name on the back of the jersey who's getting all the glory that night. Just get it done, And Brian Benn was obviously a matchup issue for them, and I just couldn't get it to him enough or get the kids to understand that.
Until the second half, that group came in, and they did. They were patient, working the ball around, making the defense shift.
Yep.
And then you ran some overloads with the baseline. We got some cross screens inside and was
right.
able to feed the big fellas. So.
Right. Yep. They executed well. We switched up that 1-3-1 alignment, wasn't getting it done, so we went to that, like you were saying, the X-out zone offense, and it worked. Just credit them. I hated that Clay got in that foul trouble, and he had to kind of sit there a little bit, and we probably should, we should have got him out before he got that fourth one down there, and I was trying to get him, but we were waiting, and it just happened before we could get him out.
Yeah.
So
that's probably the longest stretch Brian Benn has played, maybe in his whole career.
He played a lot last night at Minster too.
You.
He did. Brian's a trooper. He's given us everything he's got, and he struggled a little bit last night at Minster from the field. I think I had him 4 for 12, so
yeah.
He came back tonight and bounced back. So,
a guy like Kel Rammel, who's a freshman, trying to find his place, not so much just on the varsity level, but in the program level, it kind of seems like, last night he didn't play a whole lot for you.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, on a Saturday night, what a perfect atmosphere for him to get great minutes and bring that energy and have the legs for you.
Yeah.
He's slowly becoming that.
He's finding his way.
Yeah, he's finding
his way. And I had a one-on-one with him this morning. I hate it when he didn't play in the second quarter last night.
Mm-hmm.
And, with a young guy like that, you want to get him his quarters and
right.
his time. So I apologize to him. That one was on me. But if you guys recollect, Regan was on fire and had a phenomenal second quarter. And that's typically who Kale comes in and spells. But I talked to Kale about spelling the four spot a little bit so we could still get him involved. And then, I also talked to him about being Kel Rammel.
Yeah.
Being who he is. There's a reason why he's up on the varsity. He told me his dreams to play college basketball, and I'm going to do my darndest to make that happen for him. So, and he's doing everything we asked him to do tonight. I'm just trying to find a way to settle him down as a freshman, and because the game's so much faster, from junior high up. So, but he did a great job tonight.
Coming in next Friday. Delta St. John's.
They were here tonight, sitting behind our bench watching
time,
us. So.
It's going to be time for some big boy basketball from here on out.
Yeah, big boy basketball for sure. And, our guys are ready for it. They got a little sour taste in their mouth after last night.
Yeah.
We kind of let one get away. Hopefully we're figuring some things out here.
Well, it's not a shame to lose to the Minster team, who's very good, but it's a great, great feeling as a coach, and I'm sure the players are too, to get back on the floor the very next day. That's the great thing about basketball instead of football, playing once a week, where you can kind of rejuvenate yourself and feel good about yourself going into next week. That big contest.
You must be a former coach. I mentioned that before the game. Said, hey, it's great. We get the God blessed us with the opportunity to play the next night and shake that game off.
Right.
So,
the neatest thing I told Brian over the air was Brian Benn taking that charge.
I've never seen our crowd get up all year for anything besides that.
That so right that, there.
Hey, and the people are starting to come. You know, Christmas parties are over. It's going to be a good atmosphere next Friday.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, we got a buzz going here.
And I can tell you, Coach, there's nothing better than this place when it's rocking. And then tonight, kind of, you got a glimpse of that. And you got the kids playing very well and very hard. And they're fun to watch. So hopefully they come out and support you next week. And we got a big week ahead of us. Yep. So
thank you. Real quick, are you going to have to go see Jill, the trainer, after tonight? There was one spot in there where I thought you might have pulled a hammy.
Yeah, I was moving a little slow. Yeah, I'm 50, so it's catching up with me. But yeah. Jill's right there. She's got me. I told her to have that fibrillator ready because I got a pig valve in me. So.
Well, and thanks, I told Bob last night, sitting on the bench there close to where we were at Minster, I said, "When you work up a sweat, and you were drenched last night. I don't know how many different times and were wiping your head off. So tonight you look like you were very similar. So you might need to go home and eat something to get some calories back in.
Well,
you,
I'm
coach.
Only running on about 2 hours sleep. These double weekend nights are hard on me.
I don't miss that at all. Let me tell you that. So, hey, congratulations, thanks, Coach. Good and good luck next week.
Good luck.
All right, we'll take a quick commercial break. Indians victorious 59-55, and we'll be right back.
Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.